What's up? Welcome to JP Podcast.
Let's go.
Episode one
is crazy.
Oh my gosh, we made it this far.
We did. This is a long time coming. We said that we were going to make a podcast.
We've been making this for a long time, and we're actually being consistent with it. So I'm actually happy.
And we're sticking this out. Just round of applause for us for a second. Like we did that. We said we were going to do it, and we did it.
Yes.
I feel great about it.
It's been a long time.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not even going to start that. But yes, we're also thankful to be here. We're JP Podcast, where we do anything and everything.
Anything and everything. It's your girl, Ja. I am the J in JP Podcast.
And it's your girl, Paris, and I am the P in JP Podcast.
Let's go.
Like I said, thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. This is episode one, and we are here to talk about what we talked about in a prequel. So if you haven't watched our prequel, please go watch it, because that's where we talked about ourselves.
And honestly, going hand in hand with watching the prequel, please, I'm going to say it for the first time. You know what I'm saying? It might be a couple more times that I bring this up. But if you have not already, go ahead and really lock in with us. Follow our social media accounts. We are on Instagram. We're on TikTok. Soon to come Facebook, as well as possibly Snapchat. But go ahead and lock in with us. Follow our social media pages. Follow us. We are on every streaming platform. We're on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Really, just go ahead and lock in with us.
Yes, please follow us. We asked in a prequel. If you did see the prequel, thank you. And we did get a lot of feedback from it. We are so grateful for everybody that did hit us up, emailed us, DM'd us. We asked, are the 30s the new 20s?
And drumroll, please. We had a overwhelming amount of people from North Carolina, from Chicago, Dallas. We even had somebody in Seattle,
Pennsylvania.
I was
surprised.
Yeah, facts. Like the amount of support that we received was crazy.
It was outstanding. It was crazy. I really appreciate that. Like, that really showed that.
Yeah,
we knew.
You all really showed up and showed out for us.
They really did. So if you're listening, thank you. We know you're listening.
Thank you. Yeah, sitting you a little Japanese heart. Thank you.
Japanese.
Yeah, you know it's my favorite. That's my thing.
I would like love you. you can't see my hands, but
yes, that's our thing. We had an overwhelming amount of people from all over tell us that yes, indeed, the 30s are the new 20s.
Mm-hmm. And that's because, you know, in our 30s, we're experiencing.
There's so many things. A lot of people just brought up that we're just experiencing new things. And, you know, the benchmarks are just really moved. There's delayed milestones all over the period, all over the place, I'm sorry, just from different things.
Definitely, like career-wise, a lot of people, they're making a career in their 30s. Like, in their 20s, they used to do that back in the day, but now they're doing it more in their 30s and 40s.
You know, I'm curious, Paris, what do you think? Do you think the 30s are there, like, personally?
I do. I just entered the 30s, so... I mean, for me to be the, you know, how do you say, you're a baby.
The baby in the 30s, the baby, yeah.
I'm the baby of the 30s, but I do feel that this is my year, this is my decade to shine, and that's what I'm going to do. So I really do feel like that. I feel like in my 20s, I was just finding myself. Mm-hmm. And now it's feel like I have found myself, so I feel kind of good in it. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Honestly, I feel the same. Milestones were definitely delayed in the sense that I never actually understood what people meant when they said you're really discovering yourself in your 20s. I went through a lot of different things in my 20s, and I'm just now at that point where, you know, I'm in a career that I'm happy with. I am like, you know, should I buy a home or should I do this? You know, we both, you know, experienced this, and we discussed this on the prequel. We moved to a different state.
Yes.
We started to experience new things like in our late 20s. And now I'm finally starting to feel comfortable in my own skin.
Yep.
And definitely. I can definitely say I still feel like I'm 20,
yeah,
you know,
I do.
In a maturity sense. You know, I feel very mature, but just like a lot of things that I'm excited for and things that I want to see, that I want to experience. I just feel young. I feel young at heart.
Definitely.
And honestly, even besides the 30s, I think we know a lot of people that would even say the 40s
are good too. Even the 50s.
In the 50s, I asked a few older people, you know, and they said that
exactly
how you feel on the inside.
Yes,
and so I agree.
Yes,
we're on the same page.
I do agree that if you aren't in your career wise of where you want to be, that 9 to 5 is what sneaks up on you. And
yeah, just kind of getting in the the swing of just kind of working a job. A lot of people don't work to have a career. They just kind of work to pay bills and live life. And that will definitely delay you. You know, some of the best advice I got was don't chase the money. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to really chase. Exactly. Let the money chase you. Facts. Facts. And you have to.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, you have to really sit there and look at what you're doing mm-hmm. and what you're involving yourself in.
Yes. And become an entrepreneur, like really, and that's grow how Western, and develop into yourself.
Exactly, and that's how Western culture makes us feel too. If you don't have your own business, or you're not, you know what I'm saying, driving
you're not making
down
a name for yourself.
35 in a Lamborghini, like you're not doing nothing.
Like, why do I have to drive a Lambo? Why can't it be a Tesla?
not the recalls. Not the recalls. But that's just how the world makes you feel.
I don't block.
Okay. Well, welcome to JB Podcast.
Yes, welcome to JB Podcast, episode one.
Yes.
We rap back and forth, we get off topic, and sometimes we just be in our own little world.
Yes, but no, definitely career-wise, I feel like the milestones are definitely delayed. People are just really deciding to do different things. Like,
yeah. Also, lifestyle-wise, like, people are, experiencing relationships. It can be friendships. Mm-hmm. It can be anything, like, more in their 30s and older. Like, when I was younger, I really didn't trust anybody. Like, I don't know. It's just, it was hard to really open up. But now in my 30s, I'm like, fuck that. I'm outside.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I can agree with that for sure. But I just feel like, you know, that there's a few other things that play into that. Like, social media will make you feel like, you know, like you can't settle down with one person, and people are getting married later too. Like, did you know the average age for a woman to get married used to be like early 20s? As of 2022, the average age for someone getting married for the first time is 30. That's just women. In men, it's 32.
It takes so we'll get on that.
Yeah, that's oh, you know, we'll go into like commitments and relationships and stuff in a different episode. But this once again is one of those things, like, delayed milestones, man. Mm-hmm. Like, people are getting married later and later. Mm-hmm. That's not even to mention
having kids, home buyers.
The average home buyer is 36 years old.
That's grandpa.
That's the National Association of Realtors. Okay. Yeah. This is a fact. But you can look it up. 36.
But you know why? Because I guess that's when they are, you know, I feel not mature, but mature money wise, if you understand what I mean.
I mean, money, that's once again, this is a whole nother episode, but money is just crazy, because if I hear one more person, okay, our grandmas or grandpas, whoever, telling us, back in my day, I was able to buy a home with 10 cents. Like, what are you talking about? Eggs cost 20 bucks.
Yeah, and I was for some gas.
My 9 to 5 making $16 an hour, like.
What? Where is that going?
I'm struggling.
I can't eat.
I can't
sleep.
How much ramen can you really eat? And I'm not talking about the good ramen, okay? I'm talking about the maruchan.
The cup. Man, I remember I used to work at my old job on a cold day. They'll bring some hot chocolate. Not the good one. Actually, no, the hot chocolate was good.
Hot chocolate is fire. You have to really work hard to bring that
ramen noodles and some heating pads. And say, here you go.
And heating pads?
The ghetto. Them heating pads did not work, bro.
Where is the ghetto?
There you go. Be outside. Like, bro, he crazy.
Not the heating pads. That just sent me, bro. That just sent me.
But yes, eventually, though, in my decade of 30s, I will be buying me a home.
Yes.
This is the year. This is the decade. I'm not going to say the year, but this is the decade where we're going to get our homes. I'm just playing. I had to throw that out there. We are currently child free.
Thank you.
High five.
Drum roll. Let's clap it up. Drum roll. Clap it up.
Man, I can only feed myself right now.
Oh my goodness. And honestly, speaking of, like, maybe, you know, I don't know how personal you want to get on here, but just even...
This is anything and everything. You got to check. No, we're
airing this, okay? Airing we have slight notes, but we're airing this. Like, it's off the noggin, okay? But
this is just us.
How do you feel, like, with where you are with your benchmarks as far as, like, going into your 30s, you know? How do you feel, you know, as far as like settling into your career, you know, kind of just living your life, doing new experiences? How do you feel about starting a family or buying a home?
Oh, that's a good question. If I was with the right person, mm-hmm. like not saying that like we both have to be on our shit and just boom, boom, boom. But if I had somebody who was actually willing to just go the mile with me, the journey, it's not what we're doing right now. It's the journey and the end. Who's down to do that? I wouldn't mind having a family, settling down and actually being in my submissive role as people.
Oh, goodness.
Well, that's another topic. But no, I wouldn't mind. Like, I would love it. How about you?
Personally, I think even outside of relationships, just kind of expanding my mind and expanding just the things that I have around me, even the materialistic things like mm-hmm. my home and, you know, upgrading my vehicle, things like that. Like, mm-hmm. I just really want to become a more evolved person. And that's kind of my main focus. That's whether I'm with someone, not with someone. I have kids, don't have kids. I just really want to level up that way because that's something I didn't really focus on in my 20s. Mm-hmm. I definitely had like a hustle mentality in my 20s. Like the type of like little odd jobs I worked. I remember at one point working 3 jobs in my early 20s. I mean, I was waitressing. I was selling phones. Like I was like,
high five today,
yeah, I was hustling, but like your 20s will do that to you.
Yeah.
Like,
and then
when you,
life.
Exactly. And when you have a free moment, all you want to do is just kind of like sit there and relax. Or either you want to go and just be outside. Like, you know, we're millennials, so I know you remember summer 16. Woo! 2016 was
that was it.
Like Drake views. Like, don't even be sorry. That's music. I'm not even gonna go down there.
If you from Chicago listening to this, summertime, Lakeshore Drive.
I'm telling you, in Lakeshore Drive, Chicago, in the summer 16 specifically.
It's not only Lakeshore Drive. You have to take the tunnel. If you don't take the tunnel,
I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm not even... That can go down a whole little rabbit hole. But I'm just telling you, like... But just around that time period, I was hustling. I was hustling, okay? And I just feel like, you know... For me personally, I'm finally out of that mode where I'm settled into the career that I want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And even outside of, once again, getting married or having kids, I just really want to expand.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my word for my 30s is expansion.
Yeah.
So 30, that's
that's what I said. This decade.
Yeah. Like I want to travel as much as I can. Yes, I want to buy. Live. I want to find a home and find a home that I actually
want to find multiple homes.
Thank you. Let's speak on it. Speak on it. Claim it.
If I don't want to be in this house, I can go to that house.
Let's go to the East Coast. Let's go to the West.
I want my own little private jet to take me wherever I want to go. Like I have so many thoughts in my head, so many imaginations that will come true, because when you speak things into existence, positive things that actually are within grasp and reach, you'll get it.
And you can do this, you know, whichever way you want. People call it affirmations, just praying, putting positive energy out, whatever you want to do. But for real, like just being you know, somebody that navigates in day-to-day life, like just speaking positive affirmations into yourself. Like, I can do this. Today's going to be a good day. I'm worthy. You know, like this, that
even
will really
build
you.
Even though it started off bad, I'm not going to end it bad. Or even though it started off good, I'm not going to end it bad.
Yeah, because bad situations, they already passed, you know? And that's the best part. That's the best part about those situations. They're already over.
Mm-hmm.
You already lived through it. Mm-hmm. So now you just have to really pick yourself up and stand up, okay? Yeah. You got to stand up.
We got
up.
You. If you need us to stand up with you, we got you. We're going to grab one arm each.
We got you. And that's just really what, for me personally, you know, being in my 30s is about. Like, I stood up. Okay.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Yeah,
I stood up.
Don't sit down.
I stood up.
Don't lock me down.
I'm not trying to just sit here and stress and you know, hustle my life away. I just really want to do things that are just going to make me grow and become a better person and make me happy.
Yes. I just want to be happy. Happy and wealthy. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Matthew McConaughey, you gotta keep living.
Man.
L-I-V-E living. You know, that's my guy.
L-I-V.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey is my guy. That's my guy. But no, honestly, but yeah, like overall, I think it's safe to say that 30s are the new 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited. I mean, I turned 30 this year in November.
I know. I'm so excited for you to join in now. You're going to be up here with us. Even though I just got here.
I'm excited. My 30th birthday is going to be lit.
Yeah,
for sure.
We're going to have so much fun.
We're going to turn up.
Turn up.
Yeah, facts.
This is the year, like, I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to squeeze in so much stuff this year. And next year and the year after, I'm supposed to be going to Africa.
Africa is going to be crazy.
Man, you're coming with me.
I definitely want Africa. I didn't think it was a question, you know, but I'm going to be in Africa with you.
We're going to be.
A little tidbit about Paris and I, like, we've been traveling together for the past few years, like, everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
And like, we have stories, but I don't know if we should get into that right now, but we have stories.
Louisiana.
Yeah, New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Did you know exactly a year ago today we were in New Orleans?
Really?
Not a year ago, I'm sorry. 2 years ago we were in New Orleans for the first time. Yeah,
exactly. We hopped over that was so brave of you.
I went over train tracks, guys. Anybody that knows me knows that, like, I'm extrovert, but, like, why are we going over train tracks and following strange people to a beach?
And then, I don't know if you guys can understand what I'm trying to say, but you know those big old crates that you sit pallets on, the little bench things. She hopped over and climbed one of those.
I was proud of myself because I was kind of scared, I'm not gonna lie, but it was a group of us and we all went to the beach and it was really fun.
What a beach, bro. It looked like somebody could murder you.
Oh my god.
Like, going to the beach, it was so, like, in the
Paris back. Oh my goodness. But no, it was honestly, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, in my 30s, I want experiences.
Yes.
I want more trips to New Orleans, more festivals, more Rolling Louds.
Oh my gosh, Rolling Louds.
I can't even get into it. Let's just cut the tape.
I was so bad at Rolling Louds.
But me and Paris, like, we have been travel buddies for the past few years. Yes. And that obviously led to us.
It made us grow closer.
It really did. I mean, you've already been my role dog since diapers.
Look, man, we were
divas and diapers. Look,
we already had book bags packed to each other's house.
I was like, let me stay at Paris's house.
Book bag, they didn't even know.
But that obviously transferred over into us, you know, going on this new journey, starting the podcast together, moving to a new state together. So we're going to keep experiencing.
We're gonna keep experiencing life together. She ain't going nowhere.
Take me back to New Orleans.
As this ain't shouting out Cardi B, but as Cardi B said, it's gonna stuck with me forever.
Okay.
Or whatever she said.
I wish you guys could see the way she just looked at me in my eyes. Said, you're stuck with me.
You're gonna have beef with
me. I'm a little triggered. But honestly, like, that's the 30s are the new 20s.
Yeah, I really do. I feel like that.
Yes, but, you know, we really appreciate you guys for tuning into this episode and kind of just going on this journey with us and really responding to our question for the previous episode or previous prequel. I'm sorry. Yes. And
we had some people who had some nice things to say.
Yeah.
We had some people who had some negative things to say because they are in their 20s.
Yeah, honestly, though, like, I don't even see it as negative. Everybody's just growing. And we just talked about it. They're just growing.
Yeah.
No big deal.
We still love you.
Before...
This candle smells good.
I know. We have a candle. We have the vibe set in here, and the candle smells fantastic.
It's like just blowing in my face.
I think it's like the sage coconut one. I have no idea. But it smells so good. Shout out to Bath & Body Works. Man. Just shout out to them.
Shout out Bath & Body Works.
But before we honestly wrap this up, we have a few little surprises for you guys. Two in particular. So the first thing, drum roll please, is a game that we will play with you weekly on every episode.
Yes.
Paris and I's idea of charades.
Mm-hmm. Called?
Anything.
And everything.
And so for this episode, we will be describing something. It could be anything.
Or everything.
So... for the next episode, go ahead and DM us on our socials. Mm-hmm. Shoot us an email. Once again, that's jppodcast2024@gmail.com.
If you need me to spell it out for you, it's jppodcast2024@gmail.com.
And that's number 2 for y'all. There might be a number 3 at the end. We all know. But go ahead and DM us or shoot us an email and let us know what you think this thing, whatever it is, could possibly be. And we'll tell you if you guys are right or wrong. Yes, I'm just very curious.
We're gonna start off real simple for you guys. You know, get your gears grown.
I'm just curious to see what they're gonna think.
Yeah, I'm definitely curious. I really wanna know, because I'm like, the way we describe this, I hope you guys have some good minds.
Yes, we'll see. So do you wanna start it off here or what's up?
Oh, I can start it off. Okay. So this thing, or whatever it is, anything or everything that I'm describing, sometimes can be very hairy.
It can sometimes come in different sizes. Oh no!
This thing can be very territorial.
This thing sleeps a lot.
A lot.
Hours and hours and hours.
Hours and hours and hours. But when it ain't sleeping,
it loves to be outside.
Loves it. Loves. Big love. Like 100% love.
Like, take me outside.
Like, hurry up.
Right now.
And then, but its favorite thing
out of everything
is car rides.
OMG. So let us know. We're going to cut off right there because we'll get real descriptive over here. We're going to cut it off right there.
Uh-huh.
Please let us know what you think this is. And we're going to let you know on the next episode.
It's called Anything and Everything. Please DM us. We got our Instagram. DM us on Instagram. You can follow us on TikTok. Hit us up on Gmail.
And be ready. Paris and I are about to really spam you all with the TikTok content.
Yes, we are definitely about to get our TikTok content up.
Personally, you know, we both are those people that think we're funny, you know.
She ain't funny.
I'm hilarious. Thank you.
She ain't that funny. I'd be laughing just to make her happy.
I'm hilarious. But we will start spamming you all. You're so mean to me. This is crazy.
Shout out to being
a water sign.
Being who?
A water sign. I'm so emotional. I'm like, why are you so mean to me?
That's the ish.
Oh,
we're gonna get into that right next.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that in a second, but we're about to spam you all with the TikTok content, the Instagram content. Go ahead and like our posts, comment, engage, get that engagement up so we can
show
go ahead
us some
and
love.
See a little bit more.
We're trying to see y'all.
And before we close this out,
wait, are we gonna do the shout out?
We can.
Are we gonna shout out some people?
If you want, go ahead.
Not right now, but on the next episode.
Oh, for sure. I was excited. I was like, we're gonna shout out. I was excited.
I got y'all feeling like how she was. She's like, we gonna finish shout out. No, that's the next episode. We're gonna shout out some people on the next episode that tuned in that we seen.
Yes, and that engages and tries to figure out what this object is that we ascribe or thing or whatever it is.
Anything or everything.
Whatever it is. Try to rewind it back and listen to it again and see if you can put the clues together and figure out what this is.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get out of here,
what's up? Talk to me.
I'm curious, Paris. Before I ask them what the next question is for the next episode.
The next episode?
Yeah, before
it's gonna be a next episode?
There's gonna be multiple episodes. This is season one, love. This is season one. But before we ask them the question, I need you to answer a question for me.
What?
Yeah, I'm looking real sassy right now. I wish y'all could see me looking real sassy.
What you want?
What's your favorite zodiac? And honestly, you can't say Aquarius. That's yours. That's cheating. Mm. You can't choose your own sign.
As far as what? Anything?
Everything. As far as dating, as far as friendship, like your number one.
My number one.
The cream de la crop.
Okay. I want you to tell me yours first.
What?
Yes. Tell me yours first.
Oh. You know what's crazy? I'm not going to tell you this episode. I will tell you guys what my favorite zodiac sign, though, is for episode 2 when you all answer the question, does zodiac signs play a role in dating?
Ooh.
Tell us your sign.
I was gonna tell her my sign, but since she didn't tell me hers, I'm gonna tell you the next episode too.
Go ahead and tell us, DM us, and let us know what your sign is and what sign is your favorite, and does that play a role when it comes to choosing who to date? Because we've all heard it before, like, oh, I'm not gonna date a Scorpio because Scorpios are territorial and all this other stuff, or I'm not gonna date an Aquarius because whatever. We've all heard it before and we all have our own personal opinions, but tell me what you think.
You should see my face right now.
I wish you could see her face because the meme she gives me, because I know she
that's
low-key.
Why I'm quiet, y'all, because I'm like, this girl.
I know she low-key is so over me being a Scorpio, but it's okay.
I definitely am. Because I was gonna say top-notch. My number one was a Scorpio.
Is it really?
No, but I'll let you know episode 2.
Oh. Okay, do you guys know the little heartbreak emoji? Insert in my spot. Insert my spot.
But yes. That will be episode 2 where we talk about what's your horror.
What's your horror? And let us know, does this play a role when it comes to choosing relationships? But besides that, thank you so much for tuning in with us. Go ahead and like, comment, subscribe to our podcast. Once again, we're on every streaming platform.
That's Apple Podcasts,
Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio,
Amazon Music.
Yes.
You can hit us up on Instagram. Like, we're not going to keep saying this, guys. We love you, but we're only going to probably say it once.
Times 9.
I'm lying. We're going to keep saying this.
We're going to keep saying it. Go ahead and follow us for real. And
yes, follow us.
Paris, go ahead and spell it out one more time. Like the email address. Spell it out one more time. Spell it out one more time.
All right, guys. This is one more time for you guys before we head and close it out. Our email address is jppodcast2024@gmail.com.
Lock in with us, like, comment, subscribe to our podcast. Once again, this is JP Podcast. Turn us
JP
up.
JP Podcast.
Turn us up. Don't turn us down. Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in to JP Podcast. We out.